This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Question for you today on the table, and you're doing a fine job of answering it by text 367-2054 and by calling us up at 800-228-0550. That is any other races, candidates, measures on any ballot that you have that you'd like us to pay a little attention to. As always, we defer to the finest audience on the radio landscape, and that is the What's on Your Mind audience, the largest radio audience of any program across the Northern Plains. So thank you for that. We're very grateful and so honored that you that trusted us enough to tune in the radio and join the conversation on occasion as well. Obviously, we're going to spend a lot of time on the race. Heidi Heitkamp, the Democrat incumbent, a senator, by the way, taking a national media tour. Doesn't have time for Todd and I here. Doesn't have time for our fine listeners, but has time for, Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes, for crying out loud. Whatever. But anyway, and saying some very odd things, like she'd like, some more civility to return, and that Hillary Clinton is ridiculous in saying we ought to be civil. But then she's not exactly practicing it herself and hasn't been for much of the campaign. So what do we call that? I don't know. Maybe you got a word for that. My point is this. That race is going to get plenty of attention.
I've got words.
Do you? Yeah. That race is going to get plenty of attention. We're going to ask you today just to tell us, as we get set to plan now till Election Day, what races, measures, what candidates you wish to have a little more focus on, a little more information on. Just challenge us to, do the job for you right here on the program. Okay? Now, telephone number is 800-228-0550 or text us 701-367-2054. Either way, we'll get those, read those, and include those in our conversation. One text I just read in between all the texts about the races you want is for somebody interested in going to Norway. Boy, is it going to be great to be in Norway. June 14th through the 29th, the election behind us, America rolling, and we can just go see some of our roots. Meet our family members. Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel does an amazing job of connecting you with family. He has resources all over the place. You just tell him the name. He can tell you where the original farm was. Find out if there are folks there right now. He'll connect you with your family members. He'll hook you up with a genealogist that can, tell you all kinds of things. But this is going to be a great tour. Stavanger, Voss, Bergen, Stalheim, the World War II historic sites. The Flom Railroad is great. Waterfalls, tunnels, fjords of Western Norway, Sami villages, that's fascinating, unbelievable. Stalheim, Alta, Harstad, the North Cape of Oslo. We're going to go to the northernmost city in the world, in Hammerfest there, which is going to be great fun, too. Explore the majesty, 1,303 miles of the beautiful western coast of Norway with boat, train, air, luxury motor coach. We do it all. I'd love to send you a brochure with all the details. It's $5,495, and that includes darn near everything. I mean, other than your souvenirs, for crying out loud, and a few other goodies. Here's the deal. Email me. This is the easiest way to do this, and then just give me your address, and we'll mail this right out. And that's one way. And you just email scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com. You can also call Juven Tours and Travel, and they'll get you on the list and mail that out as well, 701-237-9000. Okay? Wanted you to know about that, and thanks for asking. Let's get to the phones here. Dana and Judd's been waiting for a while. We'll get in him first. Then we're going to go to Max. We're going to go to Dickinson. We're going to go to Minot. James is on the road. We're getting to it. Dana, what's on your mind? Go.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Scott and Todd, did you get my text message on Measure 1? I got a couple of things I wanted to ask.
Okay.
I sent a text message to you guys last night about Measure 1. I was just wondering if you got it.
I have somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 texts in my phone from last night, so I probably have it. But
five last night, we've been packing up and dreading the snow and wish you can try to escape town.
Yeah, we got about
flying off the road.
Todd had a little hangover from the Wishick sauerkraut day. You
don't get me wrong, I loved it. I just hated the way the roads were at that point.
Drive. So just give me your quick take on it, Dana.
Okay, on measure one, here you have a board of people. Does no one oversees whether they're being ethical except themselves. All discretionary issues are decided by them. So it's an ethics commission that is unethical by its own design. It's designed to feed the people to attorneys to fight with them while they pick out who they want to fight with. Now, that's some mighty fine ethics there. That was what my text was to you guys. But now today I wanted to call you about the low grain prices on the soybeans. One of the reasons the bean prices are so low right now is because the economy is growing on the stock market. In the people's pockets and their standard of living, it's not. And agricultural products are used in almost everything you wear, eat, use, or clean on your whole body. And to maximize your profits in any business, you put your prices as high as you can, and you cut your inputs as low as you can. And when these prices are like that, there's no incentive whatsoever to raise them because they're making buku buck off it. And Heidi and Kevin would do a lot better than making all these commercials and actually doing something to fix that or to, like when these companies want to sell off from other countries to China or whoever. That if they want to do that, you know, that's not very loyal on their part to the flag. If they lose their 20% tax break they got, you know, so they come around and kind of get with the game. Now, I'm not being negative, but that's just an opinion.
Yeah, let's have a real conversation about it. Makes sense. Appreciate the call, Dana. Let's go to Max and Norville. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I just wanted to kind of encourage people to consider voting yes on Measure 4. To recognize and to thank our volunteer emergency responders that work day in and day out for us with very, very little compensation.
All right, that is Measure 4. That one's come up as well. Some folks have some concerns, and as I said, I've heard good things on both sides of that one. We will definitely plan a discussion on Measure 4 before the election, but Normal, thanks for sharing your views as well today on the program. James is on the road. What's on your mind, James?
Hi. I just got thoughts on the Kevin Cramer, Heidi Heitkamp thing and thinking you guys have close ties or would know Kevin Cramer. And he needs to pick up the intensity. Whoever's close to him needs to pull him aside and give him a Herb Brooks type of coach. He's getting waxed right now. This is like Rocky. I see more signs for Heidi Heitkamp. I drive through Windmere. She must have paid off the whole town in Windmere, but there's no billboards on the freeway or nothing for him. And they're, let's just say 50% of what all they're saying on the commercials is wrong. It doesn't matter if these uninformed voters, you've got to get back and fight back, even on your station. I listen to it every day, and God bless America and your station. But he's got to pick it up because I've helped with campaigns, and sometimes who's ever got more signs or more dirty rhetoric in a campaign advertisement wins. And that's sad, but that's just the way it is. I think he's got to really pick it up. It'll be sad if Heidi wins.
James, all of that that you just described has not impacted the polls. As you know, there are two major polls out now, one with a 10-point lead for Cramer, one for 12. Nonetheless, I think what you're saying makes sense. You want to battle to the end, and certainly it's no easy thing being outspent 2-1. She raised, what, 12, 13, 14, 15 million by the time this was done, and he's at half that, so you do have a disadvantage. Now, all hers has come at the expense of, behest of Chuck Schumer. And a lot of left-leaning groups. If you just go look at the dots on the map where her money came from, you know, 90%+ of it is out of the country, out of the state rather, and from people that don't exactly share North Dakota values. So, but again, does every voter know that? Do they pay attention to why there's that many more ads or signs or anything else? I don't know, but they should. It's, by the way, I believe one of the reasons Chuck Schumer secured the vote of Heidi Heitkamp against Brett Kavanaugh was because of all the money he's raised and would continue to raise. Appreciate the call, though. Well said. Neville and Dickinson, let's get you in here. Got a minute? What's on your mind?
Echo. Hi, how are you doing?
Turn down your radio, though, if you would, Neville, so we can talk to you here.
Okay, good. She's down. My question was in relation to where, well, I had a couple of them, but first of all, I heard you mention about in concerning Measure 3 that if it were to pass, it may allow people to sue the state if their charges or their record aren't clear to their liking. Is that correct?
That was a comment from one of our listeners today about he was for Measure 3 until he read that part of the the ballot, and now he's against it.
Okay. Well, if it were to be passed, how likely is that to happen, people being able to sue the state in reference to that? And also, wouldn't it be more fair if, you know, you picked up those charges before the measure? Well, hey, you're stuck with it. Doesn't that make more sense? And also, who is responsible for writing these measures? Is it liberals? Is it a mix of liberals and others? And where can I go to get a clear, other than listening to you guys, a clear explanation on these measures?
Yeah, well, actually, the best way to do this is read the actual measure, which is what that person did. We're going to be talking about Measure 3 in great detail before the election as well. They each have websites if you want to compare, too. Appreciate the call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Botno, Sheridan, Stark, Wells, Ward, and Emmons counties in North Dakota. And an excellent farm retirement equipment auction featuring Chase IH tractors and combine and extensive livestock equipment in Cheyenne, North Dakota. And a lumberyard liquidation auction in Manoman, Minnesota. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472. 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Going to be in Watford City tomorrow, home of one of our favorite sponsors, our friends from that wonderful bit of technology that has been developed up there with our friends at McKenzie Minerals, McKenzie Mineral Management, MMM. They do a nice job, and they have that mineral tracker. Find out more about it at mineraltracker.com. Get a one-month free trial. We'll be there tomorrow because they're opening a brand-new gas processing plant. I mean, there are billions of dollars that are going into the development of processing plants for gas right now, which solves the flaring problem and provides another great product. It's really a great story, and that operation that Oasis Petroleum did up there is pretty incredible. They asked me to MC the event tomorrow. The ribbon cutting tomorrow. I'm not nice, Don. It was so
honored. Yeah.
So I'm bringing the show up there. So anyway, we'll be up there in the Watford City tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. Speaking of Watford City, we're going to talk to the sheriff from McKenzie County, a candidate for sheriff, Matt Johansson, coming up a little bit. That's a race we hear a lot about. And I see some folks also have told us about some others. So we're going to chat about that. Coming up here in a little bit, too. So stay tuned for all of that on What's on Your Mind. Let's get back to the phones here today and find out what other races and, measures and things on the ballot that you want to know more about. John in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you know about them two Supreme Court judge nominees or whatever? I never heard of either one of them before.
Yeah. So what do you do in that case when you've never heard of either one before?
I call you.
We are glad to be of service for you here on the program. I was just curious what how folks handle that. No, I will tell you how I'm planning to vote. There's two candidates on the ballot in the Supreme Court. One of them is can you say, Todd? You be the judge of this. Can you say gadfly candidate without disparaging somebody?
Sure, go for it.
You can.
I think you just did, didn't you?
Yeah, Robert Belinsky is a bit of a gadfly candidate. By that, I mean a guy that sort of runs again and again, but is one where most of the legal community sort of shakes their head and says, not a good idea. On the other hand, Lisa McEvers, I've heard nothing but good things about. You know, now she's the incumbent, so she's still there on the Supreme Court. So, Belinsky's a little bit of a loose cannon. Sometimes you want a loose cannon to go shake things up, but I think he's the wrong sort of loose cannon to go in there and shake things up. I've just, heard a lot of, things related to, his background that wouldn't be best on the Supreme Court. So I will be voting Lisa McEvers.
I guess that answers my question. On measure number three here, it says prohibit prosecution of any person over the age of 21. For any nonviolent marijuana-related activity, including growing, manufacturing, distributing, selling, or testing marijuana or drug paraphernalia related to any nonviolent marijuana activity, except for selling marijuana to a person under the age of 21. That's what it reads. I'm reading right off of it here now.
Although I've heard people also say if one of those scenarios you raise was the reason for an encounter with law enforcement, they could confiscate your gun still. That part of the law would still be there. So, a lot of Second Amendment folks are saying no way on Measure 3 because of that reason. Look, just boil it down this way, John. Do you want a North Dakota with that much access to marijuana? Now, do some people now use marijuana and go about their lives fine? I guess that's great. That's them. I'm thinking about the new North Dakota that would come for this, where it's as accessible as it is, where it's in candy, for crying out loud, where you have you can sell it as candy. What is that going to do? That just the accessibility alone for our younger generations. I think it's a very bad idea in my mind.
Well, I know how I'm going to vote for it. I just read that to maybe edificate somebody else about what was in that measure.
You're going to vote for it or against it?
I'm going to vote against it, definitely.
Yeah. John, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Glad we could help. Hebron, next. David, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple days ago I got news. Well, it's kind of a little brochure magazine. It comes from the Farmers Union, tells what's going on in the Farmers Union, and there's some classified ads in there, whatever. They got six pages devoted to the 2018 voter guide. and they've got the candidates and, you know, whatever about them. But on their measures, measure number one says NDFU recommendation, vote yes.
That doesn't surprise me because, you know, the North Dakota Farmers Union is essentially an extension of the, you know, liberal wing of the North Dakota politics, the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah, it's really too bad. It's really too bad, though, that a small state like us with a split population, that we can't determine what is good for or bad for our state, no matter what party we're from. I mean, it's terrible that, you know, there's a lot of farmers union people that are just strictly farmers union, and they're going to vote yes. And the measure two, it says vote no. Measure three, it says vote no. And measure number four, they're neutral. Well, I don't know how that would that work if I went into the ballot box and I put in.
What did they say on measure two? Sorry?
Vote no.
Oh, my gosh. How can you vote no against the – this tells you all you need to know about North Dakota's Farmers Union. Measure number two is as simple as this. You have to be a citizen to vote. And they're against it? You got to be kidding me. Yeah, and measure one, funded by California and Massachusetts liberals, that would supersede all kinds of the things in our own Constitution. You know, it totally disregards the North Dakota Constitution and does what? I guess give Democrats a chance to win where they haven't had a chance to win before. That's the only way they can win, and that's why the Farmers Union is for it. I mean, Farmers Union, in my mind, is gone. They're a far leftist organization. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
That's why I called, because for a long time, you know, I've read Measure 1 and read it over and over, and whatever I've heard about it, there's absolutely nothing good about it, especially when people come from out of state and try and change what, you know, is already going good, and then, you know, they have to vote against it. I mean, it's like trying to ruin their state or whatever. I don't know.
I'm really glad you called. Really glad you called, David. Thanks a lot. I'd love to see a copy of that, too. If somebody's got one, drop one off at Cave Fire, the Flag Family Studios in Fargo, and let me see that. There is an intense race in McIntosh County, says one of our listeners, Ashley Wishick for sheriff. I think folks are ready for a change, but not sure the man running against the current sheriff, Spitzer, is the way to go. Would like to hear what both have to say. Okay. We'll do that. Heidi has been a sheriff before, but seems he is only running this time because he needs a job. Oh, it's signed by Heidi. Sorry. Also, North Dakota Farm Bureau is... thankfully weighing in the opposite of Farmers Union on the issue of measure number one. So Farm Bureau, their recommendation to their members is a no vote. Thanks for that text. Appreciate it. Just letting you know what I'm doing is I'm listening to What's on Your Mind. You got to be kidding me. Bacon, eggs, and toast right here. I got a picture of bacon, eggs, and toast. It's going to make me very, very, very jealous. Yeah. Scott, the state will not let Measure 3 become law without changing, and nobody could possibly believe otherwise. The state will fix all the talking points you use to scare people. Well, you're going to talk me into voting for something and saying, yeah, I know it's bad, but they'll fix it? You know, no, you're not going to get my vote that way. Measure 4 is a good thing, says another. More on these when we come back.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We'll get through this together. Hurricane Michael cannot break Florida.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, but parts of the Florida panhandle have been devastated by one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the United States. It was nearly a Category 5 when it came ashore yesterday near Mexico Beach and Panama City, the two communities that seem to have taken the biggest hit.
If you've never experienced a hurricane or a major storm, trust me, this is something that you never want to go through.
As aerial views of catastrophic damage start to come out of the state, officials are warning it could take weeks to get the power back on in some spots. It could take years to rebuild some communities. A New York judge dismissing one count of Harvey Weinstein's 6-count indictment, this one involving an actress who had earlier claimed he had forced her to perform an act when she was an aspiring actress in 2004. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
If I were you, I'd get to High Plains Apache pretty quick because Todd's been looking at a couple of those 2019s that are really, really, really sweet. And, you know, if he gets them before you do, not good.
Early bird gets the worm.
Exactly.
Every time, right?
Early bird gets the
second mouse gets the cheese. The,
the 40 series of Apache sprayers they're in right now, and they're nice. Yeah, nice. New look along with the new features, financing and leasing available on the sprayers. And there's some of your sprayers there, too. Here's the deal. When you spray as much as you do, you really need to have support, folks you can count on, and that's what the guys at High Plains Apache are all about. They know spray application. Nobody knows it like they do at High Plains Apache. They really do. And you can stop and see them in Mandan or give them a call, 701-663-2375, south of Fargo, I-29, exit 60 across from Walmart, or online at highplainsapache.com. That's highplainsapache.com. A couple of things here that I need to tell you about it. Let's see here. What's this? HuffPost? You know what HuffPost is?
Yeah, Huffington Post.
Yeah. Is
fake news?
Is Heidi Heitkamp been doing more interviews with the folks from liberal organizations? What's with the, here we are. We're ready. Our listeners are waiting right here in North Dakota. No need to hide. Years now. Years. It's no longer months. It's turned into years. And she said, nope. Busy? Nope. Can't do it. Busy? Nope. But HuffPost? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. How many North Dakotans read that?
The other thing you should know is there's these unholy alliances between members of the media and the Democratic Party, like the CNN thing. And, you know, and others where they funnel information to their friends and say, hey, and that's certainly what's going on here, especially since HuffPost is doing a story on the close connections between Senator Heidi Heitkamp and the tribal and rural communities of North Dakota. That's interesting because when some of those tribal communities had their darkest hour during the Apple protest, was Senator Heitkamp around? Could we get her on the radio? I don't think so. And many of them are pretty upset about it. So, more media spin from some. But again, HuffPost is the Huffington Post. It's Arianna Huffington's organization. Very, they're trying to be, I guess, a kind of a Drudge Report of the left, and they do reporting too, but it's all from the left. That's just what they do. So anyway, that's a story that's out there. Let's just get a couple more texts on the question of what other ballot measures, candidates, races do you want covered in the election we are less than 30 days away from here, because we want to serve you. We're going to do some planning after the show today with races we'll cover. Measure 4 is a good thing, but as a disabled vet, I have to pay the state to put a veteran's plate on my truck. And to get reduced rate for parks, you must be 50% disabled. Why do vets have to pay to show their service? Seems kind of lopsided, don't you think? We're going to do more on Measure 4 because we had a lot of questions about that. Another said, please keep us informed on the race for North Dakota Senate or the North Dakota seat in the House race. I have no info on who is running. No info? Oh, my gosh, goodness. That's a race I'm surprised, again, I haven't heard more about today and people asking about. We're talking about Kelly Armstrong, the Republican, Max Schneider, the Democrat, and also Charles Tuttle. He's the Trump candidate. Independent, I guess. He's just a pro-Trump candidate that didn't get the Republican nomination, but he is a Republican running in that race. You know, you're right. That race has really sort of been crowded out, I think, unfortunately, because of the Senate race just having so much attention. You know, it's a good one to pay attention to. We've had Kelly Armstrong on regularly. Mac Schneider has come on when we've asked. And I just see that Kevin McCarthy is coming to Fargo this weekend in support of the race of Kelly Armstrong, which is a big deal. And because, of course, Kevin McCarthy, rather, has served the 23rd Congressional District in California, but U.S. House Majority Leader since 2014, previous to that, the whip. So they're doing a little business tour. They're going to be at True North Steel. And also meet up with Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries and Dickinson, the folks that are working on building the wall. So, let's see. One other one I wanted to get in here before we go to our next guest. Armstrong versus Schneider. Another vote there for more on that. No vote on Measure 1. Wanting more on that. Got that. Karen Carls and Bob Martinson being challenged in District 35 by two socialists. Also District 35 Senate race, Emma versus Oban, the huge leftists. All right. We hear a lot about that one. A lot about that Oban Eminent race. We'll invite both in before the show. Love your show. Try to listen daily. I've heard your opinion on Measure 1, 2, and 3. What's the status on number 4? I'm ambivalent right now. I'm holding my powder on that one until I host the race we hope to. We also heard about some sheriff races today and in the race, and one of them we're going to feature right now, as a matter of fact, on the program, and chat with Matt Johansson. Matt is a candidate for McKenzie County Sheriff in a race that is has a lot of folks watching it because of just the drama, for lack of a better term, that is swirled around that race because of the incumbent sheriff who is been in the middle of a lot of controversy for everything from tweets and things he sent out to texts, I guess, he sent out, and also the concern for many related to his spending. So that, if you may remember, goes back to a trip to Las Vegas and renting a Corvette on company credit card, and also his wife's plane ticket to come along with that. And so there's been some real concerns on that particular race. Someone that is challenging the incumbent is currently a member of the McKenzie County Sheriff's Department. He is Matt Johansson, who joins us now. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Pretty good. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for joining us on the program. Tell us about you first. I know there's been a lot of drama in that race, and sometimes that just kind of wears you out, but you lose sight of who the candidates are and what they're about. So tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Well, like I said, my name is Matt Johansson. I got a wife and three kids. I grew up most of my life here in McKenzie County. I moved to Minnesota for a short time and always wanted to return. And at opening, there was never openings here. And there was one in 2007. I happened to get hired and I love it here. And we've seen a lot of change since I started, because there was 5 of us when I started. And now I believe there's close to 37. And I ran in 2014. It was unsuccessful, and I was determined to do it again. And here I am.
And there you are. What in that time since 2007 till now? What keeps you up at night about the needs of law enforcement in McKenzie County and the role of the sheriff's office?
Well, as you know and everybody knows, this area has changed quite a bit with all the oil activity, and there's a lot more people living here than there was 10 years ago. And it's just we just have to be out and about and through all parts of the county and try to be there where people need us.
Is it leveling off now? Is there a sense that it was manageable? I know at one point it was just growing so fast, so quick, and you know, day after day, month after month, the growth was phenomenal. Is it now to the point where you have a good handle on what you have in the way of resources at the sheriff's department?
I think there's a pretty good handle on it now, but I think a lot of it is to do to there's a lot of traffic. Right now there's a lot of uptick in oil activity. It had leveled off for a while, but I think there's an uptick now, and I think what the big difference is there's more housing around, so you're not seeing campers everywhere. And another big thing is the state has, and the county too, have put in a lot more roads and bypasses and widened roads and made it so it's not so congested, especially Highway 85.
What do you want voters to know, especially about the difference between you and the incumbent? What you would bring, what would change in the sheriff's department?
Well, first off, I would have an open door policy, not only for deputies but for the general public. I think if someone wants to talk to the sheriff, they should be able to go talk to him, not have to make an appointment. And I guess my three points are safety and security of the citizens, financial responsibility, and building positive relationships with, you know, other government agencies and departments in the county and the state.
Yeah, makes sense. And what do you hear most from the folks of McKenzie County? What are they telling you about why they want you there?
What I hear from a lot of people is they're looking for a change, and everybody has something different to say, and I guess if people want to know why people want to change, they can just Google the fact.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's plenty of information out there, obviously, on your opponent, and folks know about it. I used the term drama earlier, but I don't know if there's a better one. But there's been a lot of drama that is, worn on, a lot of McKenzie County through this thing. And, you know, then, you know, different campaigns back and forth, trying to set what happened aside and look forward and then continued activity that's questionable. So I just obviously can understand why people want to change and want a fresh start on everything they're doing. If you're sheriff, a year in, 2 years in, what do you most want to have people be able to see in the way of a difference in how your leadership runs the McKenzie County Sheriff's Department?
Well, I'd like them to see that there's, you know, a full staff of deputies and they're out and about and on county roads and not sticking to the highways and being out talking to people. And I mean, it's not all about statistics. Some people it is, but I don't believe it's how many tickets you write or arrests you make. You have to be sociable too with the public. You can't treat everybody like, you know, they're a bad person. I guess you have to be like more community policing.
Yeah. So, and that's something that sort of comes at the sheriff's discretion of, hey, where are we going to emphasize? Let's just stay on the highways and not really, interact with folks. Or, hey, go talk to the people. That's something that comes from the top.
I don't know if it comes from the top, but I think when you'd have a shortage of deputies out on the streets, you're going to look to see where you get most of your calls, and that's where people are going to tend to hang out. But yeah. McKenzie County is the largest county in the state, and it's a big area to cover, and we need people in all areas.
Well, the residents would sure love that. You can be sure of that. Fascinating conversation that everybody, especially in the western end of the state, is watching in this sheriff's race. Matt Johansson. I've heard him called a quiet leader. I'd agree. And Matt, appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Thank you.
serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Time for another conversation about wellness with Vince Webker. Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. You know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And hot springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot, like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE saltwater system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow's ever going to stop. So it's a very energy-efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points, a lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too. Of course, online, tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? At Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Headed for Watford City tomorrow, Oasis Petroleum and a brand new beautiful gas processing plant, grand opening tomorrow. Really looking forward to that. I think Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will be up there and others as well. Congressman Kramer, maybe. I can't remember everybody on the list, but it'll be a fun time, so we'll be up there. Whenever I'm on the road, the MyPillow, what do I call it, Todd? The gift of MyPillow is what, saves me. Gives me a good rest. I'm like Linus in the Black, bring the MyPillow along. You know, you got to do
it. If Linus were still alive today, he'd be out there with the Great Pumpkin and My Pillow.
I did not bring the My Pillow mattress topper along. That's a little more difficult to, you know, I look like I'm moving in with this big, you know.
The cleaning crew comes in and goes, what in the world are you doing to our bed?
I thought about it, but anyway, yeah, exactly. So,
Mr. Hannon.
A 10-year warranty with that baby. It is awesome. And 30% off if you go to MyPillow.com right now and check it out. It really is worth it. Don't try to take it on the road, but use it at home and take the MyPillows on the road. 800-506-9028. You get two pillows with it when you buy it, too. So 30% off and two pillows. MyPillow.
Do take the topper to the in-laws, though, when you go there.
Yeah. A promo code Scott. You could do that. I'm excited about this segment because we have with us in studio Aglai Young, who is a safety consultant and trainer with the North Dakota Safety Council, one of our fine sponsors. They help us save lives by talking about these things on the radio. And this is a unique one. It's, very interesting. It has to do with folks that are Hispanic and getting the proper training. Aglai, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
Nice to see you today on the program. This is why we're talking about this. 19% of deaths for Hispanic women are related to falls. The Hispanic death rate is consistently higher than other races. And the number one problem for this is communication and challenges due to language differences. So you've addressed that in this course that we're going to talk about today. What is the course?
The course is a course geared towards supervisors of Spanish-speaking crews so they can tell them why is it important to use fall protection and what should they wear and how should they protect themselves from these types of hazard. And this particular course is just for fall protection.
And as I said, that's one area where it's a lot higher. Now, I've read some stats there. Are there other reasons that you see it as needed?
Well, because, employers do train their people on how to protect themselves from these types of hazards. But that doesn't, if the training is in English and the employee does not understand English, then it's as good as not getting anything. So if we do this training, if we train people on how to train their Spanish-speaking people on how to use these devices and how to be safe on the job when it comes to fall protection, we are significantly reducing the possibility of these people having an accident.
Yeah. This could be a lifesaver.
Yes.
Who should attend?
Supervisors, mostly. Supervisors of Spanish-speaking crews or the leaders of Spanish-speaking crews, what Hispanics call the mayordomos, the ones that are in charge of those people who are in danger of getting injured due to lack of understanding of the fall protection equipment and the fall protection hazard.
Makes sense. Now, you hold it in Spanish, obviously, right?
It's in Spanish, and it's free. It's free for whomever wants to attend. It's free.
Wow. There's another reason to do that. And that communication barrier, what kind of stories do you hear about how that affects safety on the job? I mean, I guess I did not even think about it until I saw these stats, but it makes sense that it would. How?
Well, they just don't understand what you're saying. That is as simple as that. If I tell you in Spanish, oye, no te acerques a la orilla, te tienes que mantener a 6 pies de la orilla porque te puedes caer. And what did I say to you? Do you know what I said?
Well, Todd does, but I don't. Yeah.
So it's the same concept. If they don't understand what you're saying and why do they have to keep that distances, or ponte el arnés y asegúrate que estés atado a un punto de atadura. What did I tell you? You don't know. And it's the same thing. If somebody's talking to you in language that you don't understand, well.
We may have some, you know, Spanish listeners listening to a English talk show. I don't know, but would you let them know about this?
Sí, a todos los supervisores de grupos de trabajo que no hablan inglés, este es un curso muy importante para ustedes porque pueden pueden educar a sus trabajadores en cómo mantenerse seguros en su área de trabajo.
Simple as that. NDSC.org.
Yes.
NDSC.org.
Yes.
I understood that, Todd. She's so good. She already
Boss?
Has me. She has me trained in that in this
the
segment.
Spanish on the German. And...
Exactly right. And any safety course, not just the fall protection that we're talking about today, but any safety course from the North Dakota Safety Council can be translated in Spanish, right?
Exactly. We do. I teach some of those courses. I teach some OSHA classes, and I teach CPR and first aid and AED in Spanish, but we can translate any class. We can also translate documentation and courses and whatever is needed.
Well, fascinating conversation that I, again, just one of those things you don't think about but makes sense, and if it saves lives, we love the partnership we have with the North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, and all the training that they offer. Great courses. Check it out online, ndsc.org, the training icon right at the top. Same with WSI's website. Great, great resource. Aguilay, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was great to meet you. Aguilay Young, who's safety consultant with the North Dakota Safety Council, ndsc.org. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.